They say it's only God who can change a person's heart. But what will he or it change in a narcissist when their heart is akin to a stone? It beats, but only to pump blood. It's a piece of flesh that has no soul in it. It's completely closed off to any awareness of self and the deeds this person does. However, I do believe God shows the narcissist the signs they need to see to recognize there is something deeply wrong with them. God does give them chances to wake up, but the narcissist always chooses to stay asleep. God shows the path. The narcissist always, always takes a different one. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to talk about 5 signs God or universe is showing you you are a narcissist. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn what these signs are, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to this channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Sign number 1, you find yourself repeating a very toxic and a destructive cycle with almost every person you meet. When someone shows up in your life in the capacity of a partner, a friend, or someone else, you idealize them. You create an idealized snapshot of theirs in your head, shunning their reality, shunning the fact that they are a human being like everybody else and they have flaws like you do. But because you don't want to acknowledge any, you apply the same thing, the same standards to them. You are a perfectionist, so you hold them standards of perfection that are totally unrealistic, a part of your fantasy and purely based on your delusions of grandeur. Eventually, when you get to know them for who they are, and that version of theirs does not match with the idealized fantasy-based version of yours, you start devaluing them. Instead of taking a step back and asking yourself, why do I feel dissatisfied? What was my fantasy? Is there anything that I need to change here? Do I need to accept them for who they are? Is there any problem with me? Do I find it difficult to accept myself as I am? What's going on in reality? You abuse them inside out. You destroy them. You cause them extreme form of psychological harm. This person shows up in your life with a lot of empathy, kindness, consideration. They give you space and so many chances to look within, and it's God or universe acting through them. But what do? You completely turn a blind eye and act like an asshole that you are. You become the jerk that you were in reality, but you had shown a completely different face to this person and they fell for that. You shun truth. You shun the fact that you should do the right thing, but you always choose easy, which is to establish control, to create a narrative that only supports your version of reality, to suppress them, to push them back, to withhold intimacy, to punish them in ways only an evil monster can do. You nurture and give space to evil in your heart, which consumes it slowly and leaves a mark that darkens you eventually. You push back divine. You never let universe guide you. You never let God show you light or hold your hand so that you can go through the healing that you need. You get used to that darkness, and that darkness consumes you. That void that lives in you lives also outside of you. You are living in a void, but you do not want to acknowledge it. You create these patterns. You keep jumping from one person to the other, thinking they are the problem. They are the one who abused you, who battered you, because you're always the victim in your story. But the truth is, you are the actual villain. And there has always been a mirror in your life in the form of these people you have abused, but you have never chosen to see your reflection in it, which is why you are this way. You are from the people of lie. You believe in lies. You are a lie yourself. Your false self is nothing but a bunch of lies you have created to create a narrative that does not exist. It exists only in your fantasy and in your delusions. But the real reality is the opposite. You are a very weak, fragile human being who can collapse the moment he or she loses all sources of supply. That's who you are. You're lying to yourself, which is why God is not able to make an intervention in your life, but it has been giving you all the chances. And there is something for you to know through looking at your own history. Your history shows you the patterns, the story of who you are and what you have been doing to yourself. You're your own nemesis. Sign number two, you are made to go through periods of narcissistic hibernation. As I just said, you can collapse the moment all supply is taken away. So there comes a time in your life when you go through some kind of crisis, you lose touch with every single person you had control over, you are fired from all the jobs you had, you lose money. Basically, life pushes you to be on your own. Life pushes you to be alone, giving you a chance to look within to the destruction you have done with your own hands. What do you do instead? You send signals to anybody and everybody to give you some supply. You become thirsty for it because it is your blood as the narcissistic vampire that you are. Instead of choosing to think deeply and sitting with yourself, instead of confining yourself to a space where only you can exist and let those walls of false self crumble and see the truth and light that is ever present, you choose to recreate the same web of lies you stay stuck in. You get new sources of supply. If that doesn't work, you curse your fate. You curse every single human being or agency or organization for doing you wrong. You think people are your enemies because you stay in a continuous and a perpetual state of paranoia. You think people are targeting you on purpose because you are really important and you are better than them and they want to take something away from you. That's not the truth. The truth is, people are done with your lies. The people are done with your abuse, with your deceitful ways of taking advantage of the systems you are a part of. People are done with that malevolence, with that Machiavellianism, with that sadism. They just want to be away from you because you are a very dark presence that vacuums in all the life energy they have. They can't function around you. They have to tolerate you. Instead of acknowledging that and asking yourself some life-changing questions, what do I need to change in myself? Why is this all happening? What's going on? What is the hidden message in these events and occurrences? Why is there a pattern in my life? You blame people. You blame anybody except yourself. If you by any chance, which is quite rare, find an answer to what you are going through and what it is called, you use it as a shield to further defend the disease of your soul. They call it narcissistic personality disorder. I call it narcissistic personality style. You think you have a mental disorder, which then further gives you a reason to justify your way of being, which is abusive, which is parasitic. You think, oh, I have a problem, therefore I am allowed to do all the things to people that I have been doing because it's my mental illness. It's not. You are escaping your shadow. Yes, you may have had trauma in your history, but no, you can't escape it anymore. You can't label it something that gives you an easy way out. Sign number three, and I know a narcissist will resonate with this the most. You are eternally dissatisfied and deeply unhappy. You chase things. Some narcissists chase materialistic stuff. They buy luxury stuff, houses, land, some become so financially capable that they can almost buy anyone and anything they want. But let me tell you something really painful about being a narcissist. They still feel empty and hollow. They still feel there is something missing. They still feel there's burning. There's something burning in them. There's something that's eating at them, which is why they become worse with time. All these band-aids they apply to a wound that needs surgery eventually wear off and they fall apart. You think feeding off people will keep you alive, but at what expense? At the expense of furthering the distance between your false self and your true self. Voldemort also thought unicorn blood is going to keep him alive and intact, but you know what happened at the end of it. In your dysphoria and unhappiness lies a message. God or universe wants you to look within and ask yourself, why is it that I have everything and I have these good people in my life, but I still feel unhappy? Is there something wrong with me? Is there something that I need to fix? Is there something that I've been suppressing for all these years and now it's bubbling up? It's always there back in my head, but I have suppressed it so much that it has gone bad. It has rotten in the deepest chambers of my heart and my psyche, and I can feel the stink here. I can sense the rottenness. That is your reality. You never ask these questions. You always chase something new. And if you can't do it because you lose strength and money eventually, you then cry wolf. Sign number four, you feel nothing. I recently had a session with a narcissist and I asked her one question. If you truly want to change, be honest to yourself. What do you actually feel about things? When you cry, when you laugh, and when you do things that you seem to be happy about, what do you actually feel? Try to look within. She said, I feel nothing. It's all a performance. It's like, I know what people want me to do, how I'm expected to react to a certain situation, like crying, laughing, smiling, whatever. And I just do it, but within, nothing. I have no detachment with anything. And I just move through life. I can move on from things like that. And I don't feel any connection to the things that I'm expressing. You may think that is an easy way to live life, but that is akin to living life of a zombie. You don't feel anything. You're totally cold. You're emotionally dead. What is the meaning and purpose of your life if you can't genuinely laugh or cry and feel those emotions that make you human being? If you can't connect with people at a deeper level, you just connect with them at a fake level. You pretend, you perform, you follow a script, but there is no genuineness to you. That is also a sign. You should ask yourself, is this normal? Why don't I actually feel anything when I smile? Why do I feel like I'm just doing it for the sake of it and I'm crying and I don't feel these tears internally? You think, oh, everybody is like that. No, that's a lie you're telling yourself. Not everybody is like you, which is why they get shocked and so hurt by your coldness. You're so cold, you think everybody is like that. You think love is a lie. People pretend to love. They don't actually love. They use people. No, you do that. It is your blind spot. You're projecting it on the collective. Most people are not like you. You are like yourself and you are a miserable soul that needs to assess your way of living and functioning. It makes no meaning or sense in being this way, in thinking, oh, everybody is like me. You're not that special. And God or universe has been trying to tell you, but you have been discarding that message through repeating the same patterns and through reinforcing those addictions that keep your false sense of self alive. Which brings us to point number five. You try to live a fake life. You always try to prove yourself. You seek that validation, that admiration, that adulation from people, which is why social media is your breeding ground. You always are on your phone. You're always trying to know what people are thinking about you. If you can't read someone, you will go nuts. Your anxiety will consume you. Why is that? Not everybody behaves that way. Not everybody is so dependent on other people's emotional experience or feedback. The fact that you so parasitically depend on the other people's experiences like this means something is terribly missing in you. And do you know what that is? Your true self. When you pretend so much around these people and you can't be yourself, in there lies a message. Why can't you be your true self? Should be the question you should ask yourself. What is God or universe trying to tell you to do? Well, I know you think you are above God or universe, but that is not the truth. Or you use God as a weapon. That in itself is your shadow. You're not God. Neither are you the incarnated will of God or universe. You are mere human being who is limited by his or her capacities. Why don't you acknowledge that? The way you function tells everybody a lot about how insecure, disconnected, discombobulated, fragmented, split, dichotomous you are. Look within. Why do you feel a constant urge to keep proving yourself, to keep proving you're better than everybody else? Why is your life nothing but a hierarchy in which there are people above you and some are below you? Why can't you be equal? Why can't you be ordinary? Because in being ordinary lies the actual greatness. It's through being ordinary, through being like everybody else, you connect with the collective. Why? That is the biggest question. Why is there a constant need for you to think you are better? You may or may not be that, but why do you keep doing that? Why do you compete so heavily with yourself? Why do you hate yourself so much, especially through others? You hate them, you think you're hating them. No, you see yourself in them. That's why you hate yourself so strongly. Why? These are some of the very important existential questions God or universe wants you to ask yourself without justifying your behavior or without labeling it something that will eventually help you to self-gaslight into thinking you are disordered or mentally ill and this is a permanent condition. No, you are not. You have made wrong choices time and again and it has become your personality, thus a personality style. Why don't you own your shit and really let that light in? Yes, it will burn you. Because you are used to darkness, but that is where you will fade away. Light is the only safe haven that can save you. It will burn, it will hurt, but it's worth it. That is the biggest sign for you. But I know you being a narcissist, you will never try to understand what's going on. You will always point fingers at people and things and entities and organizations, divine forces, but you will forget the fact that while you're pointing a finger at somebody, you're pointing the rest fingers, four fingers at yourself. That is also a sign. In conclusion, God, divine force, or universe does try to intervene in a narcissist's life. But as they say, you can only take a horse to a water body, but you can't make it drink. The same thing happens with us. We have free will and we have to choose our battles. We have to know what's right for us and what's wrong. A narcissist always chooses easy over right, and that is what keeps them in this cycle of self-destruction. There are multiple signs that we talked about. I would like you to know which one did you notice to be the most powerful sign that could potentially make a narcissist aware of their condition. Drop your answers in the comments below and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.